We're going to be singing a few songs this morning in worship to the Lord. I'm going to pray. We'll pray together, and I'm also going to open with the scripture out of Hebrews 12, verse 28 and 29. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Father, you're great and merciful and wonderful, and we are so grateful that we can gather here together to worship you for a short time, to hear your word. Father, I just pray that even in the midst of this pandemic, that your name is lifted high, that you are lifted up for all men to see. Father, I just pray that you would be pleased this morning with our worship, and Father, that you would receive it unto yourself. So Father, we pray that we would have grateful hearts and hearts just filled with the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Keep us all safe. Protect us, Father. And we just ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church. God is good. Amen. That is good. We're going to give him praise no matter how many of us are able to be in the building. We're just going to give God praise. Amen. Let's give him praise. We can choose. You know, we can actually choose to trade in our sorrows for joy. Whatever's weighing on our hearts, weighing on our minds, whatever pain we're dealing with, whatever struggle we're dealing with, we're actually able to choose to lay those down and worship God, because God never changes. God is always good. He remains the same, and his loving care is always right there for you. Amen. So let's give God praise. Raise your hand if you're going to give God praise today. We've sang this song a million times, and the words might be familiar, but the message is so relevant. In any situation, we're able to just trade in those hard feelings, those tough circumstances, and give God praise. So let's do that. Let's sing it like it's the first time. Let's give God praise like it's the first time. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing. I'm trading my sorrows, and I'm trading my shame. Yes, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. And I'm trading my sickness, and I'm trading my pain. Oh, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Make up in your mind, yes, and put on the garment, Lord, of praise, Lord, this morning.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh, yes. Sing it one more time. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
yes, Lord. I choose to worship, yes, you, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
I choose,
yes,
to
Lord,
give you my best,
yes,
praise,
Lord,
this morning.
Yes, Lord,
in spite,
yes,
of my,
yes,
circumstance.
Lord,
oh, here's the confidence we have. Let's sing this. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, that his joy is gonna be my strength. Oh yes, though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes in the morning. Say, I'm trading.
I'm trading.
Come on, anybody
sorrow.
Have joy this morning? Give God praise. He saved you. He made you clean. He declares you righteous. Hallelujah. In spite of what's going on in the world, in spite of what's going on in your life, God has declared you righteous and holy and spotless in his eyes. Hallelujah. Come on, say,
I'm trading my pain.
Come on, lift it up. Lift it up.
I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Now just give him your praise.
Give him your worship.
Sometimes we have to kind of nudge our hearts and allow God to nudge our hearts and wake us up and remind us of the gospel and remind us of the joy and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Sometimes the world and what we see on the news and what's going on around us can really depress us and get us down. And what might be going on in your life, and you know the journey my family's been on, and that could really bring us down. But when I'm reminded of the hope I have in Christ, it just creates a praise inside of me that can't be contained. Amen. Anybody else have a praise for God this morning? Let's just tell our spirits to wake up this morning, because joy is here. Say it.
Wake up.
Come on, say it. Joy is here.
Joy is here.
Wake up, wake up. Come on, say it.
Joy is here.
You got to remind yourself to give God praise sometimes.
Joy is here.
You got to command your arms to lift up and praise Him. You got to command your mouth to give Him praise, even if you don't feel like it. Oh, you got to remind yourself of the promises of God. Hallelujah. Oh, joy is here.
We say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord.
Help me say
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh, yeah, let's take it higher.
Yes, yes, oh, we sing.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh, yeah, take it higher. Oh,
yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord.
Oh, I choose to worship you, oh, God. Keep saying it.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
he said we're more than a conqueror. He said ask and you shall receive.
Amen.
Seek and you shall find. He said
yes,
greater
yes, Lord,
is he that is
amen.
In you than he that's in the world. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, amen.
He said that nothing is impossible
yes,
for
yes,
him.
Lord,
when
amen.
What might be impossible for man is
yes,
not impossible
yes, Lord,
for God.
Amen.
He's the one that can do exceedingly
yes,
abundantly
yes, Lord,
above
amen.
All that we could ask or think. That's the God
yes,
you serve.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes, yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's a good God. Amen. Give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. We choose to worship you this morning. We choose to bless your name because we know that you never change, which means that you are at all times good, at all times holy, at all times worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody glad for the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside? Let's bless His name. Sing, great is your love.
Great is your love. Let the whole earth sing.
Yeah.
Let the whole earth sing.
Say what He did. Say, you reach for us. You're grateful out there. That's what He did.
When we had no hope.
You are the way.
There is no other.
God, you are the way.
There is no other. You rose from death to victory. You
Lift it up. nations, people of God. Thank you, Jesus. For his Holy Spirit, if you're grateful that he rose from death to victory, give him praise. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, death is defeated by your great love. If you believe that, sing, the enemy is under your feet.
The enemy is under your feet.
Yeah, yeah. Believe it.
You reign,
yes, God.
In life,
ruler of all.
Majesty,
your name.
Your name.
Oh, be high
and lifted up.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus alive.
Come on.
And
you rose.
You rose.
Yeah.
Oh, to victory.
Thank God you reign.
You reign.
Oh, it ought to make you lift
life,
your hands. It ought to make you raise your voice. It ought to make you bow before him. Oh, if you believe it, hallelujah. Say, Jesus.
Jesus alive in.
Say, Jesus, Jesus, yes.
Jesus alive in.
Say, Jesus, Jesus, yes.
Jesus alive.
One more time, like you mean it. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Give him some praise. Come on, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You reign. You rule over all. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name. Our world is changing, but God, you remain the same. You remain the same. So we can count on you. We can still worship you. We begin to meet again and congregate just a little bit more. I think God's calling us to a place of greater surrender and greater worship. I think this whole experience we've been going through is a good reminder that we ought not take anything for granted. The fact that we can come together and praise God is a privilege and a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So can we just take time now, before we even begin to sing, just surrender ourselves afresh to him. Humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, that he might lift us up. Oh, Jesus, we bless your name. Jesus, we thank you for your grace. God, we thank you for your mercy shown to us on the cross. We thank you that while we were dead in sin, you still loved us and you died for us. Thank you for giving us a hope and a future. Thank you that we can, as you call us to in Romans. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us, God. So we surrender to you, Lord.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give myself away so you can use me.
Help me say,
I give myself away.
Yes, Lord.
Give myself away
so you can use me.
So you can use me.
I give.
Give myself away.
Can we sing it in Spanish together?
Me entrego.
Me entrego
a ti, Señor. Me entrego a ti, Señor, para que me uses. Me entrego a ti, Señor. Oh, oh, oh. Me entrego a ti, Señor.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Tell the Lord, here I stand.
Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands.
Lord, I'm longing.
Lord, I'm longing.
Longing to see.
To see.
Your desire.
Your myself away.
Oh, I surrender all.
Give myself away.
God, my heart.
So you.
God, my mind.
Can you?
God, my body. It's yours.
Give myself away.
We want you to take all of us in greater measure, oh God.
Give myself away.
So you.
So you. Can you?
So take my heart.
Take my heart.
Take my life, tell him.
Take my life.
As a prayer to God, say.
As a living sacrifice.
All my dreams.
All my dreams.
All my plans.
All my plans.
Lord, I place them.
I place them in your.
Say, I give.
Give myself away.
yes in your spirit. You were bought at a price. You belong to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I give myself away. Give him your praise. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. There's no God like our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. No one like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, just sing your own song to him. Hallelujah. If you're grateful for his mercy, sing your own song of praise. If you're grateful for how he carried you through this far, give your praise. Sing your own song of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for who you are, God. Thank you for who you are, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. I'll just continue to worship him, continue to bless him.
Good morning, Converge Church. Once again, it's great to see all of your faces in this place here today. We'd like to thank you for coming in and being observant of all of our COVID-19 pandemic rules that are put in place to operate in wisdom, really, and keep us all as safe as possible. I see everyone sitting families together and socially distanced, and we really appreciate that. As a reminder, for the foreseeable future, we will no longer pass anything to collect your giving. If you look to your right and my left, you will see baskets that you are free to go in your giving before or after service in your own time. If you want to give online, you still can. You can just text Converge Church to 77977 and you will be prompted to create a PushPay account. Thank you for continuing to support the ministry here at Converge. Now, for the Converge women, we'll be having a ladies Zoom prayer night this Tuesday night, 7:14 at 7 p.m. via Zoom. If you do not have the link, please contact the church office, and we would really sincerely hope that all Converge Church women will join us. Additionally, the men will continue in the last couple of weeks of our Every Man's Battle series. It's going to convene tomorrow at 7 p.m., also via Zoom link. Please, if you do not have the link, reach out to the church, and we'll get that to you. Right now, I'd like to invite Pastor Jonathan for a brief message.
Good morning, everybody. As you know, this COVID-19 has really challenged the world, challenged all of us. There is an innate sort of need in all of us to be connected and to want to connect. So in the spirit of really trying to honor one another, to consider one another, we're going to ask you at the conclusion of service today that you would continue worshiping the Lord, but just go ahead and just go back to your car, to your home. The need to want to congregate, I know it's there, but we're going to ask you to consider your brother and sister. So right after the service concludes, you know, we want you to just go ahead and go home and be safe with your family. Because this is, we don't know what is happening, but we know that God is still in control. Amen? Amen? All right. So with that being said, I think it just behooves us to honor one another. So we want to keep in constant, keep mindful of kind of our actions. Amen? I just want to share that. I love you all, and I can't wait until we can all be together, especially those that are joining us online. You know, it's one thing to be online, but you want to be here in person, and we know that. But until God says so, we'll keep this way. But just be mindful of those that are here in attendance, that we want you to exit the building after the service and spend time with your family.
Thank you, Pastor Jonathan. So, we will continue to not have a Sunday morning children's dismissal through the summer because of COVID-19. Our youth and our children's ministries will also not be meeting on Wednesdays nights, but both ministries will continue to do virtual ministry on Wednesday evenings throughout the entire summer, and we're still looking to find some ways that we can get together and have some fun, some safe fun. Make sure that the summer is not boring. But in the coming weeks, stay tuned and look out for that. And because we will not be dismissing our children this morning, the children's ministry plan is to offer children's ministry videos each week, 5 to 8 minutes. These videos are going to continue to vary from week to week, and the children's ministry lessons are still going to be provided for you on our Converge Church Children's Ministry Facebook page. Today's lesson is from John 14. The cost of following Jesus. Jesus taught that following him is not easy. It requires commitment and sacrifice. When we trust in Jesus, we give him complete control of our lives. True life is found in Jesus, who gave up his life to rescue us from sin and death. He is worth it. Let's take a look.
Hey friends, it's me, Megan, and I'm Jesse. Jesse, how was your class at church this morning? Oh, it was so fun, Megan. We learned from the Bible and we played Follow the Leader.
Oh, that is a fun game. Did you get a turn at being the leader?
Oh yeah, I marched and clapped and laid my arms and patted my tummy, and everyone had to do what I was doing because I was the leader.
Wow, did you do all that at one time? That sounds really hard.
Oh no, I did one thing at a time.
Okay, good. In today's Bible story, Jesus talked about what it is like to follow him.
Oh, cool. So, when we follow Jesus, we do what he does?
Yep. And it's not always easy, but it is always worth it. Listen to the story.
Friends, it's me, Megan, and I'm Jesse.
Jesse, how was your class at church this morning?
Oh, it was so fun, Megan. We learned from the Bible and we played Follow the Leader.
Oh, that is a fun game. Did you get a turn at being the leader?
Oh, yeah. I marched and clapped and laid my arms and patted my tummy, and everyone had to do what I was doing because I was the leader.
Wow, did you do all that at one time? That sounds really hard.
Oh no, I did one thing at a time.
Okay, good. In today's Bible story, Jesus talked about what it is like to follow him.
Oh, cool. So, when we follow Jesus, we do what he does?
Yep. And It's not always easy, but it is always worth it. Listen to the story. Many people wanted to follow Jesus. Large crowds followed him around. One man said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus told the man, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lie down." Another disciple said, "Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go and bury my father." Jesus replied, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." Jesus told the crowds that following him would not be easy. "Anyone who comes to me must be willing to leave everything," he said. "You must love me most of all, more than your own life. Anyone who thinks life should be easy cannot follow me," Jesus said. Jesus wanted the people to choose carefully. He told them a story. If you wanted to build a tower, you would first sit down and see what you would need to make the tower. If you did not, you would build the foundation and could not finish. People would laugh at you. Then he told them another story. If you were a king, you would not go to war against another king without thinking about if your army is great enough to win the war. If you don't have enough men to fight, you would send some men to ask for peace before the fighting even started. Jesus wanted people to think about the cost. If you are not willing to give up everything you have, you cannot follow me, Jesus said. Whoever gives up his life for me will find true life. What good is it to have everything you want in the world?